I was thinking about communion this week. I didn't know if I'd be doing this part of the service, but here I am. And there was a thought that came to me while I was driving. I wanted to read this to you and share it with you here. It comes out of John. And it's a pretty familiar story with Jesus. He's talking to a crowd of people. It's in John 6, starting in verse 30. So the people are talking to Jesus and they're asking him what he's going to do for them. They say, "What sign then are you going to do so that we may see and believe you?" They asked, "What are you going to perform? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Obviously they're looking back toward when they were wandering in the desert. God was literally providing for their physical needs. He was taking care of their bodies. He was making sure they were healthy enough to continue to worship him. Jesus said to them, "I assure you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the real bread from heaven." He's telling him, you know, Moses, it didn't come from Moses. You think it did? It didn't. Moses wasn't that great. "For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said, "Sir, give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. No one who comes for me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. Jesus is offering them something that they need desperately. They came to him. I really think that he had a reputation by now as someone who feeds people. And so they're kind of like, "Hey man, you got any food today?" And also, they were challenging his claim to be from God. God has fed them in the past. Why wouldn't God feed them now? Jesus spoke to them the truth of what they actually needed to be fed. And, you know, that parallel is interesting. They wanted physical bread. He offered them the bread of life, something that could replace that corrupt bread forever. He would never need to be hungry again, a perfect substitution. And I was thinking about that as I was driving. Actually, I think I saw a billboard that was talking about the bread of life, and that was what made me think about it. And it reminded me of the Last Supper when he's talking to them about communion here. And so in Matthew 26, starting in 26, it says, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, 'Take and eat, this is my body.' Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave to them and said, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, from this moment, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day that when I drink it in a new way in my Father's kingdom with you.'" And I was thinking about that in comparison to this other story about the bread of life. And I was thinking, you know, we have this corrupt, sinful flesh that is ours. And Jesus, in this moment, is offering to replace that with his perfect substitution there. And it was a really striking parallel in my mind. So that's what I got for you on communion. Can you guys want to come up and we'll pass it out real quick here.